Happy iPad Friday. I'm in Norwich. I've just been to the Apple store in Chapelfield to have a look at the new iPad. And oh, it's shiny. Unfortunately, I broke the demo unit I was playing on within like 5 minutes because I tried the accessibility options. I put VoiceOver on and it completely just went and sort of, you know, fritzed out. And it's just like, no. And when I left it, the sound was working, but the screen was dead. So I was like, oops, I don't think that's meant to happen. But yeah, Simon, the insane one, who's glaring at me from his phone, is he was there at like stupid o'clock this morning. He queued up with 100 other souls and was literally playing with it for 2.5 hours. And I think I had a good about hour playing with mine. It's just so nice. I'm completely convinced by the e-reader. It's amazing to be able to have something that my brain is saying is an iPhone, but it's huge. You know, and it's just, it feels nice, and the bookstore's great. Not too many books at the moment, but I'm guessing that'll change within the next sort of, you know, year. But just to be able to use everything was so much simpler, and the keyboard was great, and it's got all these cool options, and oh, I want one. But I can't have one yet, so I've got to wait. But yeah, yay for iPads. They're beautiful, beautiful things. But
it's that, because it's that bad, rather than...
Big on... Yeah, he's just going to stand here and ruin my audio, Luna. But yeah, no, it was a beautiful thing. Very expensive. Nice cases and stuff. But everything was very... You could quite easily spend a grand just on iPad accessories in there, which was, well, the idea, I suppose. I completely love it. It's beautiful. And just finger marks, unfortunately, from all the people touching the screen. So, but yes, happy iPad Friday.